Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. Numerous Thanksgiving Day events took place across the country to commemorate this seasonal holiday brimming with cherished traditions. Among festivities was the 91st Chicago Thanksgiving Parade in the state of Illinois. It took place on November 27th on the city's coldest day of the winter thus far, yet many spectators lined the streets to watch. The Falun Dafa entry this year included a flag team, exercise demonstration team, and a large float. Spectators received flyers and origami lotus flowers from practitioners. The parade was broadcast live on CBS Chicago, simultaneously aired on Pluto TV, and rebroadcast on CAN TV, greatly expanding the number of parade viewers. CBS Chicago, as the host of the live broadcast, used clips of the Falun Dafa entry from the 2024 parade in its 34-second trailer. ABC and NBC Television also showed clips of the Falun Dafa entry in their news coverage of the parade.
Malaysia. A Falun Dafa experience sharing conference took place on November 22nd and 23rd in Kuala Lumpur for practitioners who coordinate Falun Dafa practice sites across Malaysia. They assembled to study the Falun Dafa teachings together and to discuss their cultivation experiences. The practitioners talked about their responsibilities as coordinators, about how to care for and assist other practitioners, how to better look within when confronted with challenges, and to cooperate as one body. Attendees said the conference clearly helped them to see the gaps in their own cultivation and how they could improve.
Indonesia. Falun Dafa practitioners in Indonesia were invited to participate in the Malang Sportiva Festival, which took place on November 22nd and 23rd. The event was organized by the Indonesian Community Sports Committee and the Youth Sports and Tourism Office of Malang City. Its goal was to strengthen the role of sports in building a healthier society and ultimately increasing local community productivity. Approximately 40 sports communities and clubs in Malang City took part in the two-day event. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa, provided copies of Juan Falun and Falun Gong, and played the video of Master Lee Hong Jir demonstrating the exercises. An administrator for a local sports organization commented, "I hope Falun Dafa can be an inspiration for the good of the nation and state."
Western Australia. A grand Christmas parade took place in the city of Mandurah on November 28th. This year, representatives from numerous community groups, clubs, bands, dance groups, as well as over 30 floats were featured in the popular annual event. Falun Dafa practitioners' entry in the parade, which included a Chinese waist drum team, celestial maidens, and dragon dance performances, was highly anticipated. One person exclaimed, "You are the best." Many people along the parade route cheered, clapped, and took video recordings of practitioners' performances. Some even danced and were full of praise for the bright colors and practitioners' peaceful energy. Many people thanked practitioners for participating, including the mayor of the city, Amber Kearns.
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in 5 Christmas parades in 4 cities on North Island and South Island on November 29th and 30th. The parades were held in the communities of Auckland, Orawa of Auckland, Rotorua, Dunedin, and Invercargill. The 92nd Auckland Farmers Christmas Parade was the largest, most historic, and most well-attended parade this year, drawing over 150,000 spectators. The Tian Guo Marching Band, composed of Falun Dafa practitioners from New Zealand and Australia, were greeted with warm applause. Eye-catching Truthfulness Compassion Forbearance banners decorated their parade float, which was followed by the Dragon Dance Team, a performance very popular with children.
India. The 23rd annual Prune Book Fair, Western India's largest book, culture, and education fair, took place from October 30th through November 2nd. 10 Prune-based Falun Dafa practitioners hosted a booth at the event to introduce the Falun Dafa cultivation practice to visitors. Copies of the two main books of the practice's teachings, Falun Gong and Juan Falun, were available in the languages of Hindi, English, and Marathi. Practitioners also raised awareness about the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China and invited visitors to sign a Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting petition condemning the crime. The fair generated many new opportunities to introduce Falun Dafa to additional groups and communities.
France. Falun Dafa practitioners held Information Day events in the cities of Reims and Paris on November 15th and November 25th. They demonstrated the exercises, raised awareness of the CCP's persecution of the practice, and collected signatures on a petition calling to stop forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China and other human rights abuses. Similar activities were held in the cities of Nantes, Amiens, and Paris on November 29th and 30th. Many people learned about Falun Dafa and signed a petition calling to stop the decades-long persecution.
Australia. A Falun Dafa rally was held in front of the Parliament House in Cambria on November 24th to protest the visit of Zhao Leji, the CCP's third high-ranking official. Zhao has played a key role in the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa, which includes state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. The practitioners called on the Australian government to sanction him. During the rally, John Deller, spokesperson for the Australian Falun Dafa Association, pointed out that Zhao is not a regular visitor, but a human rights violator. He said, "It's nothing extraordinary to welcome visiting officials from other countries, but Australia should not be welcoming officials from a communist country where they're persecuting, killing, and torturing people." Zhao is a current member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CCP Central Committee, as well as chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress in China. He visited Australia from November 22nd to the 25th. Zhao is on a list of people being investigated and sanctioned by human rights organizations in Australia and other countries.
The Netherlands. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the spiritual practice in the community of Veenendaal on November 22nd. They set up informational display boards, demonstrated the exercises, distributed flyers, and talked about the CCP's 26-year persecution of the practice in China. People signed a petition calling for a stop to the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting atrocity and other crimes.
Romania. The Esoteric Fest took place from November 7th through November 9th in the city of Timișoara. It is one of the largest and oldest holistic healing, spiritual, and wellness exhibitions in the region. Falun Dafa practitioners set up a booth at the event where they demonstrated the exercises and displayed the books Falun Gong and Duan Falun, which visitors could read and purchase. Some people were interested in obtaining information about the communists' persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Those who wished to show their solidarity with practitioners signed a petition addressed to the G7 plus 7 countries, calling for an end to the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. 6-year-old Maria attended the Esoteric Fest with her mother. She was very interested in the Falun Dafa exercises and did them with practitioners. The next morning, her mother, Ramona, said that Maria just told her she wanted to go to the Falun Dafa booth to do the exercises. She waited impatiently for the practitioners and told them not to start practicing without her. After the festival, Ramona contacted a practitioner in Timișoara and said she would come to the practice site with her daughter. She also mentioned that her daughter did the exercises at home.
Poland. Polish Falun Dafa Association presented an information program about the practice on November 25th at the Civic Center in the city of Krakow, where a non-governmental organization festival was being held. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa, offered a lotus flower making activity, and screened a video called "What is Falun Gong?" An educator from the Perun Foundation named Michal thought that Falun Dafa could be beneficial for children. He said every child knows what they want deep down in their heart, but over time, certain barriers arise due to upbringing, environment, and education, which can destroy their natural state. He took some materials about Falun Dafa so that he could tell others about it and present opportunities to learn about it in schools.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Chen Shigui from Chengdu City was forced to take medication while serving a 7.5-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong. His granddaughter, a boarding school student, was expelled from school in September after she told her roommates about her grandfather's ordeal. Mr. Chen was arrested in 2019 and in August told his family what had happened. The prison doctor had urged him to take medication or he'd risk having a brain hemorrhage. The medication, however, made him feel extremely weak. He felt as if all of his organs were failing and he refused to take any more pills. The doctor went into a rage and instructed the guards to make him swallow the pills. Mr. Chen also said that most of his teeth had become rotten and loose. The prison food was very poor and lacked nutrition. Despite this, he was still forced to do slave labor and was only allowed 2 days of rest. Due to these harsh and inhumane conditions, Mr. Chen feared he might not survive his prison term.
Ms. Gao Menghua from Shandong Province was admitted to prison in mid-August. She was sent to serve a 4-year term that was handed down 4 years ago. Her prison sentence stemmed from her arrest for distributing materials exposing the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. Ms. Gao was sentenced to 4 years in August 2021, but was allowed to postpone serving time, likely due to her health and the COVID-19 pandemic. 4 years later, she was sent to serve her prison term. This is not the first time that Ms. Gao has been targeted for her faith. She went to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong in October 2000 and was given 3 years of forced labor. After another arrest in 2005, Ms. Gao was taken to the local county detention center where she was brutally tortured and developed multiple medical conditions. She was also sentenced to 4 years in 2006.
A court in Hunan Province held a joint hearing on November 12th and sentenced 10 local Falun Gong practitioners following an early morning police sweep. The police had monitored some of the practitioners for a year prior. The harshest punishment was given to Ms. Wang Xiaochun, who had already endured 19 years of imprisonment for her faith. She was given a 5-year sentence. The remaining practitioners received terms ranging from several months to 4 years, with some given probation.
A woman in Daqing City was recently indicted for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Song Rei Xiang was arrested at a farmer's market after she was reported for talking to shoppers about the persecution of Falun Gong. She was soon admitted to a local detention center. When Ms. Song's lawyer visited her, she was in very low spirits. Her blood pressure was extremely high and she also had difficulty breathing and walking. Despite Ms. Song's condition, her arrest was still approved, but her case was later returned for insufficient evidence. The police resubmitted the case and the prosecutor indicted Ms. Song. Ms. Song took up Falun Gong in 1998. Her many ailments, including lumbar disc herniation, stomach disease, and uterine fibroids, soon disappeared. After the Chinese Communist Party ordered the persecution in 1999, she was arrested at least 5 other times and tortured while in custody. Her husband and younger brother, who also practiced Falun Gong, both passed away as a result of the persecution.
Joint statement issued by UN members opposes the CCP's human rights violations. 15 member states of the United Nations issued a statement on November 21, 2025, titled Joint Statement on the Human Rights Situation in China. This statement was signed by Albania, Australia, Czechia, Estonia, Israel, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Palau, Paraguay, San Marino, Ukraine, the United States, and the United Kingdom. The full text of the statement reads, "We, the undersigned, are committed to promoting and protecting human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, association, and religion or belief, both at home and abroad, and we share ongoing deep concerns about serious violations occurring in China. Credible reports indicate the persistent use of arbitrary detention, forced labor, unlawful or arbitrary uses of mass surveillance, and restrictions on religious and cultural expression in China. ethnic and religious minority groups, particularly Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities, Christians, Tibetans, Falun Gong practitioners, and others, have faced targeted repression, including through separation of children from families and boarding schools, torture, and the destruction of cultural heritage. We also express concern about the continued dismantling of long-standing civil liberties and the rule of law in Hong Kong, and about the issuance of arrest warrants and bounties on individuals outside Hong Kong's borders for exercising freedom of expression. Online and offline, state censorship and surveillance are used to control information, limit public discourse, and punish those who challenge official narratives. The suppression and transnational repression of journalists, human rights defenders, and lawyers further exemplify a climate of fear designed to silence criticism. These actions erode trust and are in direct contradiction to the very principles that sustain global stability and human progress. We call on the People's Republic of China to release all those unjustly detained for simply exercising their human rights and fundamental freedoms, which are cornerstones of legitimate governance and global credibility, and to fully comply with its obligations under international law. We also urge member states acting through the United Nations to call on China to address credible human rights violations and to advance meaningful accountability.
Introducing Falun Dafa during November events in the U.S. A two-day Body, Mind, Spirit Expo took place at the Tampa, Florida Fairgrounds on November 15th and 16th. The event typically attracts people interested in spiritual growth, alternative health, and various modes of personal cultivation, which makes it an excellent venue for practitioners to introduce Falun Dafa. Most attendees tend to already understand some relevant principles and are comfortable with some self-cultivation concepts, such as raising energy or generating energy fields. Falun Dafa practitioners set up a booth where they displayed informational materials. Some practitioners demonstrated the exercises while others talked to passersby. Practitioners had the opportunity to deliver a one-hour seminar about the practice on the first afternoon. While several practitioners stayed at the booth to talk to visitors, several others delivered a presentation focused on the topic, Falun Dafa is Good. The practitioners described some of the basic principles of cultivation and Fa study and taught the gentle but powerful exercises. Afterward, a Chinese practitioner who had been persecuted along with her family while in China described the persecution in general and her personal experiences. The audience enjoyed the presentation, and several people stayed afterwards to ask further questions. Later in the month, on Thanksgiving Day, practitioners introduced the practice to the public by demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises in front of the United States Post Office on 8th Avenue in New York City. The post office is across from Penn Station, New York's main intercity railroad station, and the destination of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So their actions drew many people to watch and learn about the practice. Some onlookers learned the exercises during the event. Located in Manhattan, Penn Station is the busiest transportation hub in the U.S. Approximately 600,000 people pass through it every day. It is across from Madison Square Garden, another New York landmark. It is also a group practice site where practitioners who work in Manhattan frequently do the exercises during their lunch breaks. Practitioner Ms. Hu, who works in New York, said, "Some people imitated our hand gestures. Some media influencers did live broadcasts. People across the street also took photos of us as we did the exercises." She reported that many people paused to learn about Falun Dafa. Ms. Hu said groups who participated in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade passed by after the parade, and some band members took videos in front of us. Two practitioners who distributed flyers were very busy and talked to many people.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.